Welcome to another edition of San Luis Valley Voices, a production of SL Voices, your voice in the San Luis Valley. Without further ado, enjoy the program.
Memorial Day weekend, the unofficial start of summer, and of course, the weekend to be in Creed, Colorado. Come on up and enjoy the 31st annual Taste of Creed Festival, May 25th through the 27th. There's an abundance of activities planned for this three-day weekend, including live music, the Silver Chef Cooking Competition, children's activities, the Creed Arts Council's National Small Print Show official opening, live theater, an artist quick draw, artist demonstrations, an art auction, and more. Let's find out more about all the events planned for this special weekend with our guest, Kathleen Murphy, and then an added segment from featured artist Chris Goser.
Martha and I are here in Creed to find out all about the 31st Taste of Creed Festival of Fine Arts and Dining. It's happening Memorial Day weekend, May 25th through the 27th, and this year's festival will showcase the art and cuisine of Creed, and it's absolutely worth the drive up along the Silver Thread Scenic Byway. There's a lot of activities planned for this three-day weekend, including artist demonstrations, live music, children's activities, an art auction, and a whole lot more. Here to tell us about everything that's going on this special weekend is Kathleen Murphy, Executive Director of the Creed and Mineral County Visitor Center and Chamber of Commerce. Hi, Kathleen.
Hey, Adam. How's it going?
It's going great. How are you doing?
Great. Martha, how are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. Thanks for inviting us to Creed again. We love coming here.
Absolutely. Thanks for coming back.
This is a really neat town. People, as we've learned, love this place.
Do you blame them?
No, I really don't. It's something we've kind of observed. Very few people speak ill of Creed. But boy, if somebody steps out of line, wow. Everybody's like, you leave my town alone. People absolutely love Creed.
A lot of town pride here, and I can see why.
Yes.
Well, let's jump right into things. Talk about the history first of the Taste of Creed Festival. When did this start?
31 years ago.
Wow. It's a long time.
And who started this?
Steve Quiller, owner of the Quiller Gallery. Folks that have listened to the podcast before may remember hearing him with the Cabin Fever Days podcast.
That's right. He was here.
Yes.
And of course, live music going on. I understand a recent addition. Maggie Raines and Crooked Keys are going to be here.
We're going to have them back again. They'll be playing Saturday and Sunday on Main Street to provide auditory entertainment for the activities.
Auditory entertainment. I like that.
It's a great way of saying music and dancing in the streets.
Again, another reason to come on up. What's the weather typically like in Creed over Memorial Day weekend?
Well, Adam, this is Colorado. So if you don't like the weather, you just wait 10 minutes. But typically it's, you know, late spring weather, so it should be sunny. I wish that I had in my bag of tricks weather forecasting so I could tell everyone it's going to be blue skies and sunshine and get on up here.
Typically, I guess people would want to approach the weather like they do anywhere in Colorado in the spring. You layer and be prepared.
Absolutely.
So let's get on the list of events that are happening each day. A whole lot going on. On Saturday, you've got live music and entertainers.
The live music will start at 11.
And then you have craft vendors.
We'll have some craft vendors.
Awesome. And food tasting?
So the food tasting is part of the Silver Chef Cook-Off, which will be Saturday afternoon. Local restaurants send a representative. They bring a knife and a grill. And then Shamrock Food sponsors that event, and they provide what I call pantry items. So there'll be spices and fresh herbs and
maybe things like flour, cornmeal.
They tend to provide ingredients that restaurants would be able to use after the event. So there's been avocados, tomatoes, onions, sage, basil, things of that nature. And then they provide a mystery protein. And the only reason it's a mystery is that the participants don't know what protein they'll be cooking until it's revealed. In past years, it's been a 10-pound chub of ground chuck. It's also been a black Angus sirloin. And they have already identified what that mystery protein is, but they're keeping it under wraps. And then the participants have 45 minutes to put together an appetizer and a main dish, and then it's judged. And then there's enough left over for all the spectators to go around and sample.
Yeah, who's doing the judging?
It's too early to say. Usually they'll pick one person from the audience, and then Shamrock brings some high up executives. One or two of their executives generally is a judge.
Oh, okay. And of course, you've got artists on Main Street.
Yes, the artists are on the north end of Main Street, and they'll be there on Saturday and then on Sunday. And then Sunday is the quick draw competition. The participants have about 45 minutes to put together a piece of artwork, and then those are later auctioned.
Wow, there's a lot going on. Children's activities as well?
Yes, there's lots of children's activities. In years past, they've brought the bounce house out and had it up in Basham Park. The Parks and Rec Department is still working on what they want to finalize their children's activities to be. This is a family-friendly weekend, and there will be an activity for every member of the family to take part in.
And even museum tours going on.
The Creed Museum will be open, and it's right there in Basham Park, and you can always walk up a little ways to the Underground Mining Museum, which is a unique museum experience. Folks walk through the various aspects of the jobs that the miners had when Creed was in its boom.
And even sidewalk sales.
So the big sidewalk sale event for Memorial Day weekend is San Juan Sports annual sale. It happens every Memorial Day weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It's been going on for as long as I've been in Creed, and I've been here for close to 11 years. It's a great sale. That's all I can really say about it.
Well, and of course, all the other shops are open too, aren't they?
The other shops are also open. So definitely folks want to walk in and check out what they have, check out to see what they have going on in the stores.
Because there's a lot of unique stores here.
Oh my gosh, there are so many unique stores. I'm going to leave someone out and I apologize up front because that's not my intention. There is an olive oil store which offers flavored olive oils and balsamics, and she often has tastings, a couple of different galleries and a frame shop. Off-Broadway has some clothing for women and toys for kids, and the fudge shop should be open that weekend so folks can buy some homemade fudge.
Good stuff.
Yeah. Rare Things with Jenny Inge's horsehair jewelry, they'll be open. You know, Memorial Day weekend is the kickoff to the Creed summer season, so we encourage everyone to come up and kick off the summer with us.
And also going on, the National Small Print Show is opening.
Yeah, so that's something that the Creed Arts Council has been sponsoring for quite a while now. The opening is Saturday at 4 o'clock. The small prints will be on display in the main theater lobby. And folks have an opportunity to purchase prints and peruse. They have a reception. It's a neat event.
And also, I was reading that there's something called Funk Town at the Ruth going on. What they were describing is you combine Creed's best funk band with the wacky comedy of Boomtown.
So this is a newer event for the Creed Repertory Theater. And again, folks that were listening to our Cabin Fever podcast may remember Jess Jackson talking some about Boomtown. And all I can say about Boomtown is you never know what to expect. So do yourself a favor and get to Funktown on Saturday night.
I can tell you, if there's something called Funktown, that's where I'm going to be.
And then on Sunday, of course, we've got the Artist Quick Draw on Main Street.
Yes, so under the tents is the quick draw, the artist quick draw, and the participating artist will take 45 minutes and put together, whether it's with watercolors or oils, whatever their medium is, they'll make art in front of your very eyes. And there's an auction afterwards, and folks can buy artwork that was made right there on Main Street.
Tell me about the activities on Monday.
So Monday, the Elks Lodge puts on a memorial service for our veterans. The ceremony starts at 11 o'clock. It's in Basham Park, so it's in that same vicinity that all of the weekend activities have been going on. And it's just a great opportunity to remember our fallen veterans.
This is an exciting weekend. There's a whole lot going on.
There is so much going on. And so I think folks should come up Friday night, make some reservations, stay in one of our lodging facilities. You can find all the lodging details on our website, creed.com. Bring the kids, bring the grandparents. We have plenty of dog-friendly parks, so you can even bring Fido. It's Memorial Day weekend. We're starting the summer, and we just have so many activities lined up for the rest of the summer. You know, school's just gotten out. The kids need a little, and so what better way to let them blow off some steam from sitting in a classroom for a year than to come up to Creed and jump around in a bounce house while you're watching the chefs of Creed cook on grills? Who knows what? Maybe this year it'll be mutton. No, I'm just kidding. It won't be mutton.
And of course, all the restaurants are open too. Lots of unique food to go and eat, as well as what's going on, you know, with the food tasting.
Yes, all the restaurants will be open Memorial Day weekend. And so you can sit down at any establishment, whether it's an establishment on Main Street, off of Main Street, or on the way into town or on the way out of town. We have restaurants that have dining on the river. We have restaurants that have patios. We have restaurants that have outside seating that's right off of Main Street. We have restaurants that have outside seating right on Main Street. So wherever you feel like eating, inside, outside, on the river, we've got you covered.
And some of them even have entertainment after hours.
Well, I plan to be here with my walking shoes on because I've been to Crete before. And I know that you can park in one spot and you can spend the entire day being entertained and fed well in so many unique and different ways. There's never a dull moment. Never a dull moment.
Thanks, Martha.
Yeah, well, we're looking forward to being here and certainly hope you have a great turnout for Memorial Day weekend.
Folks have any questions about or looking for additional details about the event, they can definitely visit our website, creed.com, and they can always give us a call here at the Visitor Center, 719-658-2374. We're currently open Tuesday through Saturday, but as we get closer to summer, we will be open 7 days a week.
And you're located right on South Main Street.
South Main Street. So when you come into Creed and you go over the bridge, you hang a Larry and go south, and I'm right there on the left-hand side. And we'll have the current 2019 visitor's guide located outside. I may have some volunteers manning the building, but for the most part, I'm going to be up Main Street where the activities are. So just find a place to park and walk on up to Main Street.
And of course, you are a visitor center, so you've got a lot of information about Creed and the surrounding areas here too.
We are the source of information for the Creed region, yes.
And anywhere you want to go in Creed is really easy to find. The signage in this town is just spectacular. It is everywhere. There's nowhere you can look that you can't find where you're wanting to go.
Oh, thanks, Martha. Some folks have worked really hard on improving the signage, so I'm glad to hear that it's working.
Good. Well, again, we hope you have a great turnout for Memorial Day weekend for your 31st Taste of Creed.
Thanks, Adam, and thanks everyone for listening.
And now for the second segment, I'm here with Chris Goser, of course the featured artist of the 31st Annual Taste of Creed Festival, as well as a car enthusiast, architectural design artist, sausage maker, flour miller, farmer, teacher, and so many other things. One thing is for sure, this gentleman is a master at juggling his many hats. Hi, Chris.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you, sir?
It's great to have you guys out here. I'm doing well.
We appreciate you taking the time to talk to us about the 31st Taste of Creed, and you are the featured artist this year.
It's a tremendous honor. It really is. I've participated many, many of these events, and it's been fun to have this come up this year. And I talked to Steve Quiller early on, and he gave me a little hint that I might be the guest this year, so it's been exciting.
Let's first get a little background. Where are you originally from?
I'm from Phoenix, Arizona. Outside of Phoenix, my dad was a farmer there with my grandfather. You know, I started just doing the thing there. You know, I was growing up, skateboarding, riding my bike, and I had always drawn. My dad was a race car driver and a farmer at the same time, and a concert violinist. So I come from a very interesting family. Not only him, but, you know, on my mom's side too, extremely creative. And I'm very honored and very thankful to have the support and family that I've had. Anyway, have always drawn and painted, and I used to draw a lot of race cars because of my dad. And I had a teacher in fourth grade that recognized that, and his name was Mr. Nelson, and just a huge impact on me. And I got an award, and it meant a lot to me. You know, after that, we ended up moving to Colorado. I remember walking into my first class. It was in Sanford. My dad was managing a farm down there. And I walked in and, you know, you go through the regular studies of class. And it came time for art. The teacher said, you know, we need to draw this. And so I drew it. And she came up to me and she goes, how did you learn to do that? And I said, I just drew it. She goes, well, can you teach the art class?
Oh, wow.
So anyway, I taught the art class down in Sanford in fourth and fifth grade, and then, well, fifth and sixth, I should say. And then we ended up moving up into the Sargent area and farming up here. and continued high school up at Sargent. Had some good teachers up there too. Mrs. Peters and Mrs. Janet Black were inspirational and just continued to do my thing. You know, amongst all of this, I've had a lot of interests in other things. Being raised on a farm, I've learned to work with my hands. And being surrounded by cars, I've always had the hot rod race car bug in me. And
I'm going to say, it looks like you have an interest in fast cars.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, it's a big part of my life, and I love it. My life has been one of those things where I've continued to be surrounded by very interesting aspects. Music, building, agriculture. My mom and dad started great businesses, and I continue to keep those alive and going, Gosser Sausage and Mountain Mama Milling. And I continue to do my thing here.
Gosser Natural Foods, what do you do?
We make flour and we make sausage. The flour is derived from my dad growing wheat on this ground, and he and my mom coming up with the idea to establish a mill and market the wheat directly to the consumer. And so back in the early 70s, this was considered one of the first certified organic farms in Colorado. They had that vision, and so I continue to try and uphold that. And slowly through time, that part of the business has grown, and it's really specific, and you know, I could go into a lot of different things. Most flour mills are the size of a city, and we are fairly small, and our accounts appreciate the fact that if they want a special, specific grind, we can do that. We do a lot of organic grains, and we also have conventional grains here. We do all the manufacturing. We don't carry any kind of stock. We mill fresh to order, and I spend a lot of time on the road because we take care of all the distribution, all the marketing, everything is on us. So that's the mill end of the deal. And then back in the early days, my mom and some other people created an arts festival called the Sunshine Festival over in Alamosa. And we needed something to sell. And so my dad had been raised with his dad and great grandfather. And I mean, it just goes back five generations of making sausage and owning meat houses and grocery stores. So he knew that already. He had that in his pocket and pulled out those skills to sell some sausage at the Sunshine Festival. And it proved to be really successful. And so Dad had the idea to go ahead and build a USDA sausage room. And we've continued to build on that ever since that started. And that was in the mid-80s is when that started in Colorado. Jackson Hole, Wyoming, and Rock Springs, Wyoming is where the first Gosser meat houses started. We're really proud of the product that we do. It's really simple, just honest, good food. You know, it's just like I've been raised, you know, keep things really honest. We use no filler, no funny stuff. It's all the best meat that we can get and made with organic spices and all handmade. I've got a wonderful crew that allows me all the time that I take for my all of my irons in the fire that I have, the painting, the design, the drawing, teaching, building. And then, like I said, I spend a lot of time on the road distributing all these products.
Chris, how did you become an artist? I mean, when did you first know that this was a passion of yours?
So when I was a kid, I had the hot rod thing going, the race car thing going with my dad, and I would always sit in the pits and draw the cars. And then I used to also collect these bubblegum cards that were designed by Ed Big Daddy Roth. And it was these monsters sticking out of the tops of these hot rods, shifting with their tongues hanging out and, you know, rubber burning and everything. And it was really cool things to draw.
I remember those.
Yeah. I've still got them. I've got a file of them. I've kept them all. I used to copy those as a kid, and I ended up learning a lot about three-dimensional space, how to just draw crazy, cool things, you know? And so I would sketch, and I still have a lot of my old paintings and drawings that I used to do. And that's kind of how it started. It was just something that I did, but I didn't take it seriously. I didn't design anything when I was in high school. Never took anything very seriously in high school, really. I ended up graduating from high school and then went to Phoenix and worked for a while. And I decided that I had better get serious about college. I was a horrible test taker and didn't want to do the ACT, SAT thing. I ended up moving back from Phoenix, back home here, and helping my dad and my mom with the businesses, and I enrolled at Adams State College. And the only way that I could get around taking those tests were to come in as a part-time student and slowly bring on classes until I was a full-time student, and then they couldn't say anything, you know, I'd be in. So I enrolled at Adams State, and I took art classes there, and then I took a business class because I thought I'd better learn how to make a little money with whatever was going to happen.
Sure.
One of my first teachers was Steve Quiller. I'm sorry, I get really emotional because these gifts that you have with certain people that come across your life is tremendous. And Steve is one of those guys. So Steve Quiller was one of my first teachers. And I had Ed Klemmer, just tremendous people. If you look back in the history of art teaching at Adams State, the impact that some of those teachers, Cloyd Snook, Ed Klemmer, Steve Quiller, Roger Williams, all of these people had a huge impact on a lot of the students that were going through there at that time. Huberto Mestas, who now sculpts in San Luis, famous, killing it, went to school with him. I do my best to keep my end of the deal up. There's just numerous students that had come out at that time. So I'm so thankful to have that opportunity and to have those guys involved in my life. So anyway, Quiller taught printmaking, design, color theory, all the things that he just is tremendous at. You know, I took my classes at Adams State, and then I decided I like this a lot. I better start getting more serious. So I thought, I'm going to make some money, and I'll go to architecture school up at CU Boulder. So I transferred up to CU and started doing architecture there because I thought architects made a lot of money. And I love the concept, the design end of architecture, the sketching, all of that. But I hated it when they all of a sudden said, you need to learn about plumbing, you need to learn about engineering, you need to learn about all this number crunching stuff. And I shied away from it. But luckily at that time, I had a teacher that saw my sketchbook, and she said, I know of a school in California, in Pasadena, called the Art Center College of Design. And she said, I think I can get you in there if I can help you put a portfolio together. So she helped me. We sent the portfolio off, and then they called for an interview. Never forget it. It was really tremendous. My dad, at that time, those of you that are into cars and especially into Porsches, at that time he had a 73 RS 911, which is a really rare car. And at that time it was something that wasn't that big a deal, but now they've just gone out of sight. Anyway, he came up to Boulder and picked me up in that. And we drove from Boulder to Pasadena and spent the night in Sedona on the way there. And it was just a tremendous opportunity and so fun. We got in, did the interview. They looked through my stuff and I was accepted. It's like the Harvard of design schools, art and design schools. And so anyway, I ended up moving out there, going to school there. And it was one of the toughest things that I've ever done in my life. And I ended up graduating in illustration and graphic design. The instructors there, once again, I can't express Dan McCaw, Steve Houston. Those guys are incredibly famous artists now. And these are guys that were teaching me at that time. Bern Hogarth is the original comic strip artist guy for Tarzan. And I mean, these guys are just monsters. And so I've been really, really blessed to have these people and these opportunities in my life. So I'd sit in class at Art Center, and these are, you know, like I said, you know, really well-known artists, and they were all making a lot of money and trying to earn enough money to either move to the beach or move to a place like this in Colorado. By the time I graduated, I looked at all of LA and the job offerings and everything that was there, and I decided, you know, I've got a place to go that is just like where everybody wants to be, you know, or where they want to live. And so I ended up loading up my family and moving back to Colorado and helping my dad. And at that time, when I came back, in my head, I had the dream of still being an artist and helping him on the farm. And I'll never forget, and it was crazy. He pulled me aside and he said, "You need to decide right now whether you're going to be an artist or a farmer." It was pretty heavy. And I thought about that a lot. And I ended up dropping my art and everything that I had done to help on the family farm for about 8 years. And it just continually bothered me. My dad, I told you earlier that he was a concert violinist. And he was up on top of our roof, not playing the violin, he was cleaning our chimney. And he fell off the roof. And he crushed his legs and hurt his arm to where he wasn't able to play the violin again. And that changed my life. Right then, I realized how fast things can change. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to quit. So I quit the farm. It was really an emotional, tough time. I didn't know what I was going to do, but I did know that I was going to take all my skills, painting, drawing, graphic design, my building stuff, my architecture interests, my car stuff, anything that I could, and push it all into a bucket and see what kind of opportunities would come out of that. Lo and behold, I get a logo job here, then I get a sign job. The computer thing was barely starting up, and I really needed to get my skills on the computer dialed in for the graphic design end of it. So I went back to Adams State and started taking a couple classes just in graphic design there. The teacher ended up moving to another place, and at that time she asked me if I'd want to teach a class at Adams State. And I said, oh, I'd love to, you know. And so I did, and that's how I got in at Adams State, and I've been an adjunct professor there for about 20 years. I teach the beginning drawing and painting there, and I absolutely love it. It's one of those things that I don't do it for the money, that's for sure. I love watching the light bulbs come on and the sparks fly when these students who've never drawn or painted discover something within them that they never knew that they had. Man, once they start to pick up on that, it's just a blast to recognize it and then build on that skill. So that's how that all happened. In the meantime, I've continued to build the graphic design thing. I still do signage and logos and stuff like that. That's kind of whittled down a little bit just because of the time that it takes to do it. And I've been limited on time.
Well, you're the featured artist this year for the Taste of Creed.
I am. That's such an intense experience, not just being the featured artist. That's crazy. But the whole Taste of Creed thing is just a wonderful opportunity to come up and see great painters, great artists, and, you know, get a little bit of a feel for Creed. And I'll never forget the first time that I did it. I went up, and I always fly by the seat of my pants. I'm not a real planned guy. You know, I love being open to the opportunities that happen and being aware of your environment and just seeing it and buying into it and painting from it. And so I threw all my stuff in the truck and went up to Creed and set up. And it was probably 5 minutes before the quick draw starts. And the quick draw is 1 hour of drawing or painting that happens from 1 o'clock to 2 o'clock on Sunday. It was 5 minutes before, and I had no idea what to do. I started looking around, and this old guy walks out of the bar. And this is early in the morning. And I thought, he had a great look, really interesting. And I went over and asked him if he'd sit for me. So he came and he sat. I didn't say anything to him, and I was too scared to talk. I just started painting, and I heard some shuffling behind me. And I looked around, and there had to have been 30, 35 people watching me paint. It's really an intense experience as an artist. But through time, I've gotten more relaxed with it, and I kind of roll by the seat of my pants on that still.
Do you have a particular style or type of painting that you focus on?
I do. I like alla prima, which means done directly or done in the act all at one sitting. I think the mark making, I love the experience of getting in touch with a model or whatever it is and feeling some of that energy or that spirit and trying to express a story or something like that through that painting. I found that I do bring some paintings in and I work on them in the studio, but you slowly lose that energy and that mark making as you bring them into the studio and nitpicking. So I work in oil. I like big, bold brush marks and thick paint. I like pushing the paint around. Yeah, that's kind of where I'm at. I love old Russian painters, and everybody says John Singer Sargent and all the heavy hitters. Of course, I like those guys, but you know, the old school Russian painters are kind of where I'm at, Fechin and Soroya and those guys.
You're going to be painting on Sunday with the other artists in the quick draw?
Oh, I have no choice. I've got to get it on. I definitely have to have my act together. And I don't know what I'm going to do, whether I'm going to bring a model up. Once in a while, I'll do a landscape piece. And I don't know. I did the Creed Repertory Theater poster a couple years ago, and I love that experience. And Steve Quiller's always poking me in the back of the head to kind of get going on the landscape thing. And so I've been dabbling in that a little bit. So I don't know what's going to happen. I do have to tell you, it's something else I've gotten involved in that's really been fun. The car thing has revisited me through a guy who's got a shop in Alamosa. His name is Johnny Martin. And we've been doing some building some cars together, or me being involved in some of the design stuff of these cars. And this year we did a 57 Chevy together with his crew and a ton of other people. But anyway, this car ended up winning what's called the Riddler and the Detroit Autorama, which is the biggest award that you can get in the world, actually. And then that car went on tour, and it's been on tour all year, and has won just a huge amount of awards. And so it's in Canada right now, going to go up and get shown up there. But that's been a really fun thing to see how all these pieces that have been in my life ever since I was a kid, how they continue to mix and mingle and, you know, make my life really tremendous. I'm very thankful.
Wow, Chris, you've got quite a story.
I've got too many irons in the fire.
But. Well, it's a matter of opinion. anything else you'd like to touch on?
You know, just being thankful, you know, to have the opportunity to be involved up at Creed and the Taste of Creed, you know, it's absolute honor. And to have the opportunities that I've had in my life, it's been wonderful, and I continue to hope to keep this baby going, you know, keep my program going.
Another thing I'm so thankful for is to have my work in C. Waters Gallery with Sherry Waters representing. She has become a good friend and just a tremendous support of the arts up in Creed, and I feel very fortunate to have my paintings underneath her guidance and her looking over them and selling them. It's a great opportunity.
Okay, well, Chris, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us, and look forward to seeing you up in Creed on Sunday.
It's been tremendous. Thanks so much for having me.
This year's 31st Taste of Creed Festival will showcase the art and cuisine of Creed, Colorado. Everything takes place Memorial Day weekend, May 25th through the 27th. This annual event was envisioned by local artist Stephen Quiller, and the Taste of Creed Festival will delight visitors with inspired local art and great food.
Pick a bench in Basham Park and enjoy listening to live local music while noshing delectable treats. Enjoy the music of Maggie Raines and Crooked Keys on Saturday and Sunday. Be sure to watch the Silver Chef competition, which pits local chefs against one another in a cook-off to create a winning dish. Each chef is provided with surprise ingredients provided by Shamrock Foods and has 45 minutes to prepare an offering meant to delight the judges. The winning entry earns bragging rights for the ensuing year until the next Silver Chef cook-off. Saturday afternoon, wander over to see the opening of the 19th annual National Small Print Show at the CRT. And Saturday evening, head to the Ruth for Funk Town, a mix of wacky comedy and Creed's best funk band.
On Sunday, go north on Main Street after lunch for the annual Quick Draw event. Artists begin with a blank canvas and have 1 hour to complete their one-of-a-kind works. Afterward, these pieces are offered in the annual art auction. Artists are readily available to offer their expertise to other interested art lovers. And as you heard, this year's featured artist is Chris Goser from right here in the San Luis Valley.
Finally, on Monday, plan to attend the special Memorial Day service in Basham Park, honoring our veterans at 11 a.m. The special service is put on by the Creed Elks Lodge, BPO number 506.
For more information, you can call the Creed and Mineral County Visitor Center and Chamber of Commerce at 719-658-2374. That's 719-658-2374. Or visit their website, creed.com. That's creed.com. Email office@creed.com. That's office@creed.com. Located at 904 South Main Street, the Creed and Mineral County Visitor Center is your place for information on Creed and the surrounding area. Make your plans now to attend the 31st Annual Taste of Creed Festival, happening Memorial Day weekend, May 25th through the 27th.
We appreciate you telling your friends to listen to the podcast on slvoices.com and check out our extensive calendar of events, more listings in one location than any other website around. You can help spread the word, too, by joining our Facebook group, SL Voices, Your Voice in the San Luis Valley, and liking our posts on other social media outlets. Also, check out our Instagram page for behind-the-scenes looks at what we do. And please, patronize our local sponsors. Remember to support the businesses here in the Valley. Most are owned and operated by your friends, family, and neighbors. We all love this area and want to see it flourish, and you can help by buying and supporting locally in your own and surrounding communities. Check back for another local podcast soon. Until then, this has been San Luis Valley Voices, a production of SL Voices, Your Voice in the San Luis Valley.